the 4% rule, and the three-legged stool. Back in the day, those simple strategies did the trick in retirement, but we're not living back in the day. And the problems facing today's retirees demand modern solutions. That's why you're here. Welcome to Modern Money with founder and CEO of PCB Financial Advisory Group, Peter Bambara.
Hey, everybody. Welcome on board. We are so glad to have you with us today on the Modern Money Show with President of PCB Financial, Peter Bambara. Peter, hope you are doing well. We got a lot to break down today.
We have a lot to cover, a lot to break down. We're going to have a great show today. Make sure you tune in. And at some point today, maybe we're handing out some free stuff, but you have to make sure you are waiting all the way to the end of the show, because I am feeling like we should just give out some stuff today, Dana.
Let's do it. So here's the deal. We like to learn from others' knowledge, Peter, on this program, and we like to learn from others' mistakes. And that's one great thing about our listeners is they are willing to share things that they wish they had known at the time that they didn't when they retired, right?
Sure.
And if you are out there and you think, man, there's some wisdom I would like to share, please give us a call at 1-800-880-8079, and we will add your list of knowledge to our stack. But one of the things we want to talk about today are some of the unexpected issues that pop up in retirement that people say they wish they'd known about. And a lot of these are expense-based, Peter, and that is no surprise. Which is why you want to look under the hood of your retirement plan. Because, Peter, you can help your clients figure out a budget, how much retirement is really going to cost with all of the issues with taxes and inflation going on that we talk about all the time on the program, right?
Of course. And there's a lot more to that. We're just covering small pieces of the areas we think are important.
So listen to this. According to a recent survey, many Americans expect to retire at 60, which is, that's young, and live to age 100. Okay, that is an enormous gap. That would be a 40-year retirement. And I'm asking you, Peter, out of all of your clients, how many of them have saved enough for a 40-year retirement? I'm guessing the number's low.
That's a long time, 40 years.
That's
right?
A long time, which is why you can help people massage those numbers and figure out, look, you may want a 40-year retirement. You only have the money saved for 20 or 25, right? You need to know this stuff going in. And so let's start by looking at some of the surprise retirement expenses. Whether you want to retire now or 5 years from now or 10 years from now, here is one of the number one hidden expenses that our listeners say really can sock you in a negative way when it comes to your retirement savings. Nearly 80% of people age 65 and older own their own homes. And for most of them, you know this, the mortgage is paid off, right? Once that is going on, people forget about housing costs in their long-term budgets. Think about this, Peter. Withdrawing an extra $10,000 to cover a new roof might not seem huge in the grand scheme of things, but over time, that's going to impact your retirement pot of money.
Absolutely. And this is an area where it's really important, because some folks, believe it or not, they're nervous about paying down their mortgage the fastest way possible.
Yeah.
Where dependent upon your situation, everybody's different, you know, it might not make sense to rush into it, right? We have to make sure the most important areas of normal debt is out of the way, but there are ongoing hidden costs when it comes to running a home. Okay.
Sure.
So downsizing is probably an important thing for some folks. Moving to a new location where the cost is lower is probably also important for some families and some individuals, but it still costs money. So you have to keep in mind, depending upon where you ultimately want to land the rest of your retirement, there are additional costs, especially when running a home.
And downsizing right now can be more expensive than just staying in the home that you have. We talk about that all the time on the program.
Yes.
With higher interest rates and all of that thing, stuff that we talk about. So listen to this. Research from the Society of Actuaries found that unanticipated home repairs are retirees' single most common financial surprise. The single most common financial surprise. But Peter, you would say that doesn't have to be a surprise. If you budget for that and you tell people, look, this is the average you need in your savings account for emergency expenses, you can head some of that stuff off on the front end.
Yeah, 100%. And this is why we talk about planning, right? At this stage in the game, it's a little bit more detailed to it. It's not about, let's look for the best, hottest investments out there to give us the best rate of returns. It's not about that. It's about understanding what you have, understanding how to plan around it, protecting it, but continue to build it. But you need to make sure you have a plan in place for all these possible hidden areas, such as what we're talking about today. One example, hidden housing cost.
Maintenance free is sounding pretty darn good right now, isn't it? Find me something maintenance free. Here is number two. Let's go right on down the list. Uncovered healthcare. We know this, Peter. Healthcare costs can add up in retirement, but many people do not fully understand how much it could cost. With many retirees saying they believed Medicare covered more than it actually did. How do you talk to your clients about healthcare and all of the expenses associated with it?
Healthcare is a secret area. Well, not so secret. It's a hidden area where so many people do not talk more about. Okay. So what I mean by that is my grandfather had to go into an assisted living situation.
Yeah.
And he was in there for a couple of years. And my dad actually had to write a check every single month on top of his $8,000 of income he was already receiving. And his bill every month was itemized. It was an itemized breakdown of what additional cost has to go on top of what his income was. So we're talking about anywhere from $12,000 to $15,000 plus every single month, where some people or some families, they're not planning for this what if scenario, you know, because if this happens not just 1 year, 2 years, 3 years, we're talking about heavy, heavy, heavy six figures on one person. What if it happens to two couples in a family? So this is very scary stuff. And making sure we talk about planning, not just for today, planning for down the road in the event something like this happened. It's not a hiccup and you don't have to reinvent the wheel.
So that gets us right into long-term care. You just teed that up perfectly for me, and I appreciate that, Peter. The U.S. Department of Health and Human Services estimates close to 70% of today's 65-year-olds will need some type of long-term care for an average of around 3 years. The national average cost for a private room in a nursing facility was over $100,000, and those numbers are only good back to about 2021. We have to have these conversations now with our aging parents and with ourselves, Peter, when it comes to healthcare and long-term care. It can wipe out somebody's budget and retirement.
And check this out. So a private room in a nursing facility is over $100,000. Let's talk about this just for a quick second.
Yeah.
When you're in this kind of a situation, the one thing you're probably saying to yourself, I want to make sure I am comfortable, right? I want to make sure, you know, I'm able to lower my stress levels to the best possible way I can. We're talking about a private room, okay, by yourself, costing over $100,000 a year. That is mind-blowing.
Yeah.
Because semi-private, we know, could be cheaper. And of course, other states will be different. But we're talking about how can you be as comfortable as possible, right? For over $100,000 a year for one person.
For most people, it is not something that is sustainable. I would say for 3 months, that's not sustainable, let alone for a year. And I know that you sit down and have very difficult conversations with some families about this type of thing. Tell me a little bit about long-term care insurance before we get to the rest of our list, Peter, because I know for some families, that is a good product to look at.
Yeah. So long-term care, I mean, there's newer versions and then we have the older versions. Unfortunately, a lot of people have this bad experience when it comes to the older versions, because believe it or not, I still see it today. I see folks coming in and they're saying, Peter, I need to choose an option because the company just told me they're going to increase my premiums by 30%.
Right.
And this is the second time in the last 10 years they did this to me. And the older versions is more like a scenario where you keep on paying this premium. If you just tell them, you know what, I don't want it anymore, that money completely just disappears. All the money the last 10,
it's
15
just flushed.
Plus years. That's it. It's just down the toilet. So a lot of people are trying to figure out, okay, how can I keep some of this? So what they do is they tend to lower the benefits that they originally be promised just so they could afford the premiums that they have right now because they're scared to get rid of it. So that's the older version. Hopefully now I could share some light on your end that the newer versions was is more of a benefit. It's more of an asset class because you're not losing the money, right? If you don't use the long-term care, it could be passed on to your spouse, your loved ones, your next generation, your beneficiaries, and it could also be passed on tax-free. So it's not like you're just throwing the money in the toilet again and you're just throwing it away, because if you never use it, again, we don't know if you're going to use it.
Peter, don't you wish with auto insurance and homeowners insurance it worked like that?
That would have been fantastic.
I've lived in my house 22 years, Peter. We're getting ready to sell it. I've never had a single claim. We have not had, I mean, knock on wood, and I'm thankful for it. We've never had a flood. We've never had a fire. We've never had hail on our roof. So with long-term care insurance, there are products out where you're not just flushing that money, never to be seen again. There is a way to, in some products, in some cases, get some benefit back. And then yes. I think it becomes a whole lot more attractive to a lot more people.
A lot more attractive. But this is really important. I'm going to share this one last thing. Please do not wait to the last minute.
Okay? Yeah, my guess is the premiums go up. If you're 90 and you're looking at long-term insurance,
the premiums go up. But also, think about it. As you get older, there could be health issues, right?
Yeah,
health problems may build up. Believe it or not, I just spoke to somebody not too long ago where they wish they would have gotten a policy a couple of years ago, right before they retired. And right now they can't because recently they had a stroke. So they'll never get a policy ever again for long-term care, especially because it was recent. So things like that, that we do not know, we don't plan for, right? Because we hope it's not going to happen. We just don't know. So why don't you just sleep better at night knowing that you are covered? And if you don't use it, perfect. It goes to your beneficiaries, goes to your spouse and your loved ones, and you're not throwing the money away.
It's one of the many things Peter can help you untangle and figure out, folks, at 1-800-880-8079 or pcbfinancial.com. And that moves us right into the next list of our retirees that said a family emergency is in the top four or five of the whoppers that can really impact your retirement. And not just your own family emergency. Listen to this, Peter. It's natural as a parent, of course, to want to step in if one of your children needs financial help. The older you are, the more difficult it can be to recover from an unanticipated cost. With half of all parents, Peter, and I mean adult parents with adult children, half of all of them say they have financially helped out an adult child and it put their retirement savings at risk. And I know you have to have some difficult conversations with your clients about that very thing.
Absolutely. I mean, and this is actually a pretty serious thing. Again, these are things that some families or some individuals, they're just not thinking of these things. Okay. They're not thinking of these things. But this is real risk. This is real risk when it comes to retirement. And I know the last thing no one ever wants to do is possibly go into a scenario like this, but these are real things that are happening to real people around us.
Right. 1-800-880-8079. Plan, protect, and prepare with Peter with PCB Financial. Go to pcbfinancial.com and we're back with much more straight ahead.
Crafting your legacy is like planting seeds for a future forest. Let's nurture your vision together. Speak with Peter Bambara at 1-800-880-8079 to ensure your legacy grows strong.
Imagine for a moment that an intense storm is pounding your house. Will your roof leak? Will the siding peel away? Will your basement flood? If your house is properly built and maintained, you'll be fine. But what about your 401k or your investments? The stock market has had a great run the last few years. But is its current turmoil making you feel uneasy? Are you confident your portfolio is built to weather a financial storm? Now may be a great time to have your retirement plan inspected. Call Peter Bambara at PCB Financial Advisory Group, 800-880-8079. Peter will examine your portfolio and show you if your investments are in need of some weatherproofing. Call Peter Bambara at PCB Financial Advisory Group, 800-880-8079, and have your retirement plan inspected at no cost to you. Don't let your retirement get caught in the rain. Call 800-880-8079. Investment advisory services offered through PCB Capital, LLC. Investing involves risk.
Just as a painter carefully selects each brushstroke, you can craft your legacy with purpose and intention. Partner with Peter at 1-800-880-8079 to paint the picture of the legacy you want to leave.
Hey, everyone. Welcome on back to the program. You are listening to the Modern Money Show with President of PCB Financial, Peter Bambara. I'm your host, Dana Wright. We are here every single week, and we are so thrilled that you have joined us again. With a reminder, go to PCBfinancial.com or give Peter a call at 1-800-880-8079. 880-8079. You will even ship them out a copy of your new book, Peter. You're writing them faster than I can read them, by the way.
Oh, yes. We have another one coming out in a couple of months, so stay tuned. I am excited.
So listen up. We're going to do some timely advice for anyone listening. If you are in your pre-retirement years right now, Peter, or maybe you are 5 years away, 1 year away from retirement, and that's also a reason to call Peter. Make sure your timeline matches the reality of the money that you have in the bank, right? And so there are about 10 things to check, really every year, 10 things to check when you are heading into your retirement to review that plan. And Peter, you've said this, even if you're working with somebody else, a different financial advisor, give Peter a call. Peter, you can look under the hood and make sure everything is in order.
Absolutely. You want to make sure we're doing what's called a stress test. We want to be able to review what's in order, where you are, where you stand, especially if you feel like you're going to be retiring within a certain period of time. Please do not wait until the last minute to do a checkup, okay? Do not do a smart money review checkup the last minute because you want to have an idea. Right. You know, what kind of areas that might need some more improvement, some adjustments? Can you do some tax planning? There's a number of different things. We call this a retirement puzzle. Please don't wait till the last minute. If you did, that's fine. We could talk more detail about it. But if you have a little bit more time on your side, now you're really making sure you are putting the retirement puzzle together the right way.
So here are some of the things to think about when it comes time right before retirement to, and it's an easy checklist, Peter. Some of this stuff is not difficult stuff. It can be time consuming, but it doesn't have to be difficult. The first one is so simple. Make sure your information is up to date, including beneficiary designations. How many clients have you had that maybe are on their second marriage, or God forbid their third, and they forgot to change the beneficiary designation on their life insurance? It happens. And if something happens to you, the court will side with whatever is on that sheet of paper.
Yeah, that's not fun. Even also simple things like your kids move into a new home, change their address, or if you have a very, very old investment account, you know, and you have phone numbers on, there's a very good chance you had landline phone numbers. I don't know anyone who has a landline anymore these days. It's mostly cell phones. So make sure you update these things, and it can be a very simple service call to make sure it's updated so you don't have any headaches.
So make sure you're staying within your budget, especially if you are planning vacations. Leading into retirement, this is a hidden cost, Peter, because people might think, yeah, I'm going to fly to Chicago for 4 days, or I'm going to go golf in Phoenix for 5 days. It's always more expensive than you think it's going to be. And vacations is a big drain on that budget heading into retirement.
Yes. So this is the whole reason why we do planning in the beginning of the year.
Yep.
And at some point in the middle of the year, and sometimes at the end of the year. And these are reviews. Okay. It's a simple review in regards to what could be changing. What do you have coming up that could be a pretty expensive idea to that nest egg? These are all things you should be putting the little pennies to the side to make sure you are planning. And then it's within the budget. You know, whether it's one vacation, two vacation, or your bucket list items. These are just things you have to make sure you're accounting for, especially today when it comes to inflation.
Super important on the list, max out your retirement account contributions if you can. And once you are eligible, take advantage of catch-up contributions. Can you explain to our listeners how the catch-up contribution works? It's so important.
Catch-up contributions, if you're over the age 50, you are able to put more money towards your retirement. Now, here's another thing. Catch-up contributions is one thing. And let's say you were able to max out your 401k towards the end of the year. Let's call it October, November. Let's say you were able to put the max in. Now, those of you who have a beautiful 401k and you maxed out, congratulations. I want you to move on to the next step. The next step is understanding where in that 401k do you actually have a Roth IRA option.
Yeah.
Some of you might have noticed the past two and a half years, you finally have a Roth IRA option, your 401k.
The company's just kind of quietly added that. If you're not paying attention, go look.
Very quiet. Then they're not promoting it. Again, there's a number of reasons as to why. Everyone probably agrees with me when it comes to the oops, when you retire, you're not so much in a lower tax bracket anymore, right? So they're trying to figure out quietly to move that Roth IRA into that 401k. So if you do have that option, and if you don't know, please, tomorrow or today, call your HR department or call your custodian, your 401k department, ask them, do I have an option to contribute to a Roth IRA inside of my 401k plan?
It doesn't make sense for everyone, but it makes sense for a whole lot of people, doesn't it, Peter?
Sure, 100%. If you're able to do it, do it. If you want more information on it, let us know. But we're just trying to be as general as possible for today's show because we don't know exactly who it makes sense for, who it doesn't. But I definitely recommend it because your beneficiaries will love you down the road.
1-800-880-8079 if you have questions. Let's talk about even looking to next tax season, open enrollment, charitable giving, required minimum distributions. It's always a good time to get ahead of financial events later in the year. And talk a little bit, Peter, about the difference between tax planning and tax preparing.
Oh, this is a good one. So when it comes to tax planning and preparing, so we know that we need guidance when it comes to tax season.
Yeah.
And one of the things we want to do is just make sure our taxes are filed. Boom, done, set it and forget it. So this is all great and all, but are we actually taking the time to look into the overall plan to figure out, is there any room for improvement? Is there any room within that investment plan that you have you can save on taxation? So now is probably the best time to try to figure out, especially right now after tax season, your accountants probably have some time in their hands and they can communicate with you better. So they're not rushing you to make sure your taxes are filed. So why don't you give them a shout, give them a call and say, hey, can you please communicate with my financial professional pro, or we could do it with you. And let's see if we have any more room for improvement when it comes to tax planning. Tax planning is a real thing.
Yeah.
You could probably save yourself a couple of extra bucks if you understand what you have in place. So there are investments that are more tax efficient than others, especially outside of retirement plans. There are great deductions when you itemize certain things the right way. It's all about communication. So if taxes is a concern to you, give us a call, 1-800-880-8079, and we could talk about the possibilities and possibly making a difference.
Finally, review your budget, your overall income, assets, debts, and other liabilities. Debts is a big one because, Peter, I think people, when they think debt, they think mortgage debt, or maybe you have a car payment, maybe you have a credit card. It can be bigger than that. And you will make sure in everyone's ledger, it is all laid out, your actual debt versus your actual income ratio, all of those things.
When we're doing what we call income planning, okay, the income is going to communicate with your expenses, right, or your budget. And we want to make sure if there are areas within your expenses that are bad, like bad debt, for example, high credit cards, I mean, especially right now, this is just unnecessary, right? So what are you doing to make a difference in adding more money in your pockets versus spending more money on 20-30% in hidden fees or interest charges that you know might be there? And if you're going to be paying the minimum on some of these things, it's just going to take forever. And you're spending way too much time and effort in areas where it's just not going to make sense long term. So the time value of your money is very, very, very important. And we could do a review on this. Let's stress test it. Let's make sure we're following what's called a smart money and see if there's any room for improvement.
All right. So speaking of stress, let's talk about risk level and tolerance. We know that those should be evaluated periodically, maybe not annually, but periodically, because your tolerance for risk can change over the years. We know that. How do you sit down with your clients, Peter, and help them understand their own personal risk tolerance and then what that tolerance looks like? Does it match what they're doing financially leading up to retirement?
Yeah, so this is an interesting conversation because I could talk about risk for like an hour. And this is so important to understand is because I personally believe that the average individual doesn't truly understand risk.
Right.
They don't truly understand risk. And believe it or not, it's one of the first things that we look at when it comes to planning. Because at the end of the day, if you do not understand risk and if you're taking on too much risk, you can actually destroy your nest egg. All right. And if you take on too much risk in the beginning of years and you have damaging beginning years, believe it or not, you're going to have damaging ending years. It's called a sequence of return risk. So these things are real, especially when you're relying on certain areas of your plan to bring in income. All right.
Yeah.
If you took on way too much risk and that happens to go down too fast or too much, and you're still taking income from that asset class, and then an asset class is trying to recover, and you're still drawing down income from that asset class, it's not going to wind up good. Okay. So this is why we talk about risk. We talk about planning. We talk about your spend down strategy and where it comes from. But understanding risk in your plan, you have to give yourself a success rate. And that's what we do when we do what's called stress testing.
And you know what? You just brought us to our final point here. Identify your assets and set your financial goals. Here's the important sentence here. Be clear about the purpose of each asset and how it will be used. That's when you help clients figure out a spend down strategy. Peter, where are all your assets and in what order should you start drawing that money down?
100%. What order should you spend it down? What has to come out, required minimum distributions? What can be passed on this to beneficiaries or spouses, the fastest, most tax efficient way?
Yes.
This is a plan, okay? This is not about let's try to figure out the highest, best risk rate of return investments out there in the world. No, that's not what that is. You graduated that area. That stage is long gone behind you. Maybe that's really for your children. But we're talking about planning today. We're talking about understanding a written financial plan and how it communicates with you, not your neighbor, not your best friend, not your cousin, your aunt, and your uncle, how it communicates with you to make sure you are successful, not just going to retirement, but most importantly, going through retirement. So Dana, we have the Modern Money book here available. I want to hand out some free copies. I have
Let's
a couple of hard copies here in the office. I think we should mail them out for the first couple of callers that do call in. And give us a call, 1-800-880-8079. I have some copies here I want to mail out to you guys. And when you do call in, please make sure you communicate with us properly with your first and last name, of course, your address. And we'll communicate with you guys to make sure we are sending out a copy to you as fast as possible.
Modern Money, Retirement in Any Economy. That book can be yours. Yes, even this economy. Call 1-800-880-8079 for your free copy. We will send it right out. Or go to the website, pcbfinancial.com. Peter, always a pleasure breaking these very important topics down with you each week.
Always a pleasure. Until next time.
As the weather warms, the open roads begin to beckon. If you've been getting the itch to travel, call Peter at 1-800-880-8079 to make sure you have enough saved to keep the winds of adventure blowing in retirement.
It's nice when you can get everything on your list in one place, isn't it? Peter Bambara at PCB Financial Advisory Group agrees. That's why he offers comprehensive retirement planning all under one roof. You shouldn't have to go to one place for information about tax planning, another for estate planning, and another for retirement income planning. That's why PCB Financial Advisory Group was started. Peter Bambara wanted to build a company that could help families with all aspects of their retirement. PCB Financial Advisory Group is more than just convenient. They're knowledgeable and experienced. To set up a meeting with Peter Bambara and his team to talk about your retirement plan, all of it, call 1-800-880-8079. That's 1-800-880-8079. PCB Financial Advisory Group, one stop for a wealth of retirement solutions. 1-800-880-8079. Investment advisory services offered through PCB Capital, LLC.
We all want the freedom to do the things that make us happy, especially in retirement. To get help with laying the foundation for that freedom, call 1-800-880-8079 to have a chat with Peter.
Hey, everybody. Welcome back to the Modern Money Show with President of PCB Financial Group, Peter Bambara. I'm your host, Dana Wright. It is always great to have you along. Peter, I want to remind everybody the phone number, 800-880-8079. Tell everybody they can call that. You have new copies in of your latest book, Modern Money, Retirement in Any Economy. And what, they call that number? We'll ship them out a book. It's that simple, huh?
Absolutely. Just give us a call. Give us a shout. Let us know that you would like a complimentary copy of the Modern Money book. There's all kinds of great things in there. We're talking about income. We're talking about possible tax efficiency. We're talking about market risk and what to do in retirement, the greatest generation, and so on and so forth. So if you want a copy of the book, give us a call. We only have a handful of copies, and we will mail a copy out to you, complimentary.
1-800-880-8079 or go to themodernmoneyshow.com. Let's talk about a retirement planning checklist, Peter. It's hard to believe. I don't know if you're listening live or if you're listening on podcast. We're about halfway through the year. And so many people, Peter, the year has flown by, first of all. A lot of us have just sent kids back off to college. So many people at the beginning of the year make a New Year's resolution that I'm going to pick up the phone. I'm going to call Peter. I'm going to gather up all my statements. I'm going to get all my stuff in order. We got to start thinking about retirement. But it's also not the worst idea to have a mid-year adjustment. Even if you call Peter for that first complimentary meeting, let's do a review before the end of the year. And Peter, you can help people look at their savings, their investments, their insurance, tax strategies, so you don't get caught with your pants down there, right?
Sure, absolutely.
And what else should people be checking on if they just want a check up, whether it's quarterly, whether it's mid-year? What is most important once 6 months has flown by on the calendar? Where do you start with your clients?
I mean, are we hitting some goals, right? So everybody's different. So I'm going to do my best to keep this as general as possible. But for one, communication is key. And a lot of my clients understand this, how it's so important to make sure you are on track and you are hitting those goals. And it could be a number of different reasons. You know, it could be if you're still working, where are you in regards to doing your best to max out your contributions for the year? Do you have room between now and the end of the year to do additionally more? Did you knock off as much debt as you wanted to, and did you get rid of certain things? If you're right around the block to retirement, we want to talk about risk, all right? As you get closer and closer and closer,
yes,
you don't want to take on the same level of risk as you were 10, 15 years ago. Also, another thing to also be looking at is dependent upon certain purchases, and you know these expenses are coming up. Did you put X amount of dollars to the sideline and get prepared for it, right? There are so many reasons why you should be making sure you are crossing the T's and dotting the I's, especially when you're middle or a little bit past middle of the year. Because the end of the year, as you know, it gets closer and closer and closer, and you wanted to make sure you got a couple of things off that list, or you didn't get a chance to, before you know it, we're going into a brand new year.
Right.
And you're going to look back and you're going to say to yourself, did I do this, 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 and that? Was I able to create some tax efficiency? Did I talk to my accountant to make sure we're on track? Am I going to spend more money or less money in taxes? And there's so many more concerns in this area. This is why it's smart to make sure you do a quick review, a glimpse review. Then you could do a much more detailed review at the end of the year or the beginning of the following year.
Because here's the other thing, Peter, and we know this. No matter what your financial goals are today, tomorrow, down the road, life happens. There are life changes that could cause any of us to update our financial plan. Let me give you an example. My husband is a little bit older than I am, just welcomed his third grandchild. And
wow,
all three of those babies are under the age of four. I mean, he's got like a four-year-old, a two-year-old, and a baby. And
there you go.
That is one possible reason to go back and take a look at your investments, your retirement plan. What do you want to do with respect to the money that you leave behind? You do all kinds of planning for people like that, Peter. And the birth of a grandchild, God forbid, if you are widowed, if you are divorced, if you are newly married, you talk to people about that. It's really important at that point, if you have any major life change, just to review your beneficiaries. I mean, how many of us know that person, Peter, that someone passes away and, you know, happens to be on their third spouse, and that $500,000 life insurance policy is going to spouse number one because no one ever went back and looked? And that is a binding legal document, by the way, folks.
Oh, yeah. And you know what it is? It's also really important to make sure if you have a will, for example, and the last time you checked that will out or did a review was 10, 15 years ago, 20 years ago, it's a very good chance that you're going to need a review on that, especially when you're trying to enter retirement. Now, for some folks, a will is just not enough. So they might start to get into conversation of, okay, what's the benefit of having a trust? And why would it be beneficial today versus what a will can do, right? So there's so many pros and cons, but what I do not like is people waiting the extra last minute to sit down with professionals, especially when it comes to estate planning or some kind of will checkup or to see if a trust is appropriate. To do it last minute, it's almost falling off the seat.
Right.
And there's no proper communication within your plan, because your plan is going to communicate with your wishes, and your wishes should be able to communicate with your plan. But it's not going to be complete unless you actually sit down with some specialist.
Are there any money moves that people should be considering, Peter, before we get too close to the end of the year? And I know that's going to depend on where you are in your stage of life, but let's talk about the catch-up contributions. If you are nearing retirement, some of those rules have changed. And if you are looking at your ledger thinking to yourself, I don't have enough, maybe you're 5 years away from retirement and you don't have enough money. You might not even know what that amount needs to be, which again is why you need to call Peter. Talk about some of the catch-up rules for those listeners who know they might be in a little bit of trouble when it comes to the end game here.
Absolutely. So if you're 50 and over, you can put more money toward your IRA, your Roth IRA, and so on. But you have to look at your plan overall right now. And this is the benefits of being 50 and over. You could put a little bit, it's not a lot of money, but you could put a little bit more money added to your plan. But depending upon what your income is, if you can't do a Roth, then it's a different story. But if you're able to right now look at what you contributed so far this year.
Right.
And making sure you're on track, hopefully to max it out. And if you're really close to retirement, you want to see what you can do, not just at work, besides maxing out your plan, but also outside of work. If you can put a couple of extra dollars away into another plan outside of work, it gives you more flexibility.
Like a money market? Natural. Like, Peter, what would you say for that separate savings account? And I always joke with my husband, if we're going to start a savings account for this or that, don't give me an ATM card with it. I don't want a debit card. I want it sitting over somewhere that I can forget about it so it grows.
Forget it. Don't even look at it. But for right now,
swipe. Keep the swipe away from me.
For right now, you should really keep things very simple, because we're getting some amazing rates temporarily right now on some lazy areas. When I say lazy areas, I'm talking about money markets. So there's some money markets that are giving us phenomenal rates. But remember, it's temporary. It is not going to last. You can lock in a decent rate for 12 months, 1, 2, 3 years, 4 years, 5 years, and a much longer duration. That's what I do recommend if you're able to do that, because in a year or 2 years from now, you're going to look back and say, man, I should have locked in a much better rate than what I had now, because those rates you're seeing right now in money markets, those are going to fluctuate and change, especially the goal eventually is to bring the rates down. As you know, right now, that's slowly spiking up ahead of us.
So I have a question. When it comes to choosing a state to retire, we looked at a study on our program here in Kansas City a couple weeks ago about the 5 best places to retire, the 5 worst places to retire. And you've seen this, Peter. The metrics are different. It depends on what you're looking for. If you're looking for mountains, obviously that's going to narrow down where you're going to retire. If you're looking for the ocean, that's going to narrow down where you're going to retire. So there's all kinds of different metrics when they look at where people are looking to retire. And I was really, really surprised by a couple of the states that made the best states to retire in list with respect to your money. And I was shocked. Missouri was on the list. I could not believe that. It might not sound like the most exciting place for people to retire, but financially, Missouri was on the list, and so was Iowa. And I joked, because my husband is from the Quad Cities, I don't know what else you would do if you retired in Iowa. And he said, hey now, I had a great upbringing in the Quad Cities. Leave Iowa alone. Leave Illinois alone. But I know you counsel people about that too, because if you look pretty recently, actually, at Grant Williams with the NBA, right? He just declined to re-sign with the Boston Celtics. And so, like, you might be asking why he had this great career. He has decided he's going to play instead in Dallas because he won't be subject to Massachusetts, quote, millionaire tax. And wow. In fact, Massachusetts came in as one of the worst states to retire in. I think Alaska was on that list as well for obvious reasons. He says his decision, Peter, to sign some $54 million deal with Dallas was because there is some crazy wealth tax in Massachusetts that Texas doesn't have. Texas doesn't have a state income tax.
Wow.
So when you're thinking about retirement, think about the climate you want. You might think about where the grandkids are located. But Peter, you also sit down and we'll talk to people about like, look, this is the pro of living in an area like Massachusetts. This is some of the con about living in the area like Massachusetts when it comes to taxes.
Yeah. And we kind of spoke about this in the past many, many months ago. And we spoke about if you're trying to figure out where you want to, you know, park the rest of your life, why not temporarily rent a place for a couple of weeks in that location, give yep. yourself a nice bucket sheet here and go through that list and come up with maybe 5 or 10 different places. And since you're going to have so much time on your hands, figure out a game plan of where you want to stay for 2, 3, maybe even a month. And figure out if that's the location that you love, you enjoy. Of course, it has to be appropriate in regards to the cost and your lifestyle and
yeah.
and the season, the climate changes and
Peter,
so on
Peter,
and so
I've told
forth.
You this. My parents did this. They were heading to Florida and they ended up detouring after one of the horrible hurricanes about a year ago that wiped their little town almost off the map that they were going to go to.
Wow.
And now here's another thing to think about. Look at all the insurance companies pulling out of Florida. It is very difficult to get a new homeowner's insurance policy in some of those coastal areas. Major insurance carriers are pulling out Florida. And so you know, all these things you don't even really think about until you're right, Peter, you're retiring and you're like, okay, here we are. I do think it's a great idea to rent for 3 months or even 6 months, get the lay of the land, talk to the people who've lived there a long time and see if it's right for you.
Absolutely. 100% I recommend it. It cannot hurt. It can only make things better.
1-800-880-8079 is the phone number, 800-880-8079, or go to themodernmoneyshow.com. And we are back with much more straight ahead.
We all love Uncle Sam, but let's face it, he's not really your uncle. To make sure you aren't paying more than your fair share in taxes, download Peter's free tax guide at themodernmoneyshow.com. That's themodernmoneyshow.com.
Imagine for a moment that an intense storm is pounding your house. Will your roof leak? Will the siding peel away? Will your basement flood? If your house is properly built and maintained, you'll be fine. But what about your 401k or your investments? The stock market has had a great run the last few years. But is its current turmoil making you feel uneasy? Are you confident your portfolio is built to weather a financial storm? Now may be a great time to have your retirement plan inspected. Call Peter Bambara at BCB Financial Advisory Group, 800-880-8079. Peter will examine your portfolio and show you if your investments are in need of some weatherproofing. Call Peter Bambara at PCB Financial Advisory Group, 800-880-8079, and have your retirement plan inspected at no cost to you. Don't let your retirement get caught in the rain. Call 800-880-8079. Investment advisory services offered through PCB Capital, LLC. Investing involves risk.
Welcome back, everybody, to the Modern Money Show. I am your host, Dana Wright. Peter Bambara, president of PCB Financial Group. Hope you are doing well as you help us unpack all of the very important aspects of retirement, pre-retirement, all of the things that we talk about on the program.
Ready to rock and roll. We have a good show right now. Let's jump into this mailbag.
It's been a while since we've reached into the mailbag. Let's do it. Mail time. And I want to remind everybody, you can send questions to that 1-800 number, 880-8079. Go to pcbfinancial.com. You can submit questions there. And from time to time, we dig into the mailbag with some good ones because I feel like if you guys have questions out there, you're not the only one, Peter. There are no dumb questions when it comes to retirement. And if you have a question, odds are other listeners of ours have the same question. And so we really do invite you to dive in and be an active part of the program. And send us your questions. Who knows? We might read some of them on the air. So let's just dive in with number one. You ready, Peter?
Let's do it.
Oh, this breaks my heart, but this is a very common scenario here. My mom and dad both need nursing home care in their later years. I am worried about needing it myself. I am 63. Long-term care insurance seems really expensive at this age. Should I go ahead and get it for peace of mind for me, if nothing else? And there's two questions there, Peter. Number one, their mom and dad both needed nursing home care. And number two, at 63, do I need to start planning for the same thing? Both are outrageously expensive.
Very expensive. I mean, these are good questions, good concerns. First off, you have to understand that today, these companies are doing very, very, very serious checks, right? You're going to go through a process, okay? Whether it's a questionnaire or they'll do some blood work, they'll do some background checks, they'll look into your doctor files and so on and so forth. So you have to first see if you can even get approved for something like this, right?
Right.
Now, that could be one step. Two, financially, it can be expensive, right? Because remember, the insurance companies are looking at your longevity, right? If they see that there's a ton of time on your side, that's a different conversation. So that means you're a lot younger. If they see that you're right around retirement stage, they tend to get nervous. So they want to understand, okay, what does the health look like? And that's why they're doing all these kinds of tests. So it definitely is going to be a little bit higher in premium cost, right?
Yeah.
But that comes down to also, once you get approved, okay, how much coverage are you looking into? Because there's a number of different kind of scenarios in here. Now, the good thing is the modern versions of long-term care today are a little bit different than long-term care many years ago. And this is what I mean by this. The older versions of long-term care is you pay this premium, okay? And believe it or not, after a while, you'll get some nice letters in the mail saying, do you want to decrease your coverage because we have to increase our premiums?
Yeah.
And we've seen that over the years. But when it comes to this area, if you never use a long-term care, believe it or not, all that money that you put into a long-term care policy is gone. It just evaporates.
Right.
Boom. Now, the new versions today, believe it or not, there's a lot of different kind of tweaks involved. And just keep it very simple for today's show. If you put money into some of these policies and you don't use it, if you set it up the right way, believe it or not, all those monies plus interest can actually go to your beneficiary or maybe your spouse and your loved ones. Yeah, tax-free too, which is phenomenal. So as long as you do it the right way. Now, the question again still comes down to, okay, Peter, can I afford it? Well, obviously, we don't know that because we had to do an analysis on you, okay, to understand what your income is, what your expenses are, what your assets are, and so on and so forth. There's a lot of questions to go through. But yes, it can be expensive, okay? And some folks, believe it or not, look at it and say, believe it or not, we might not need it because we could be self-insured. And that's also another way to look at it as well.
Yeah, if you've got the money in the bank to be self-insured, and that's another thing you can help clients with. Do I have enough, ... just in case the worst happens? And listen, just because your mom and dad needed long-term care in their elder years doesn't necessarily mean you will. But I think it's a fair question to ask. And in just asking that question, that shows me that that client is on the right track. They're at least asking the right questions, right?
Absolutely. Absolutely.
So question number two, Peter, should I start taking my Social Security as soon as I turn 62? I turn 62 next year. She says, I know I need to make the right decision. What factors are important in deciding to take it at 62 or waiting to 67 or even 70? Man, Peter, 62 sounds young to me, but go ahead.
62 is definitely young.
And
remember, that's the earliest, without getting too technical here about disability and everything, but that's the earliest you can actually activate Social Security. Now, that when it comes to 62, it bothers me a little bit because if you do some simple math in terms, and again, it all depends upon, you know, how many years have you worked and put you into it, the payout, okay, is going to be a lot lower versus your full retirement age. What we tend to see is the most focused on time frame would be your FRA, your full retirement age.
Yeah.
So if you do some calculations on this, believe it or not, sometimes it actually makes sense, especially if you feel you got longevity because you're going to want that extra income down the road. Sometimes full retirement age makes sense, but I don't like to talk too ahead of myself here, and this is exactly why we have to strategize and we use all these kind of fancy calculators to do it for us. But 62 might be way, way too early. Now, if you're retiring and you need to fund yourself, well, maybe you temporarily take a little bit more income from your investments. Maybe you possibly defer until full retirement age, and then you start taking taking less money from your investments. You activate Social Security, and now you get a little bump up of protected income. Right? So there's a number of different scenarios in regards to how to actually activate it. But I'm not a really big fan taking it too early, because you could be leaving so much more money down the road, especially if there's longevity.
And look, you can help plug those numbers in and tell a client, you can do this at 62, but yeah, you might run out of money in this year. I mean, you will be able to plug those numbers in and really look under the hood of what's going on with each person's finances. That's going to be different for everyone listening, and help get this stuff figured out.
Absolutely.
All right, here we go. Rolling along, Peter. I admit, I am a worrier, they write, and I probably spend too much time fretting about financial matters. Can you tell me just a few things that I should be particularly concerned about as a single 63-year-old woman? I think I will feel better, she writes, if I can just worry about a few things instead of worrying about everything. I love this question, Peter. 63-year-old single woman.
Wow. So this is actually a lot harder for someone who is single, doing this by yourself. Because remember, you're trying to figure out how much to save by yourself, right? Versus two people doing it together as a team. And also at the same time, your money is so much more important, all right? Because yep, you want to make sure that you're protected and you're comfortable. But also don't forget, you really need to be focusing on not just your lifestyle, not just your comfort level, but also healthcare cost, long-term care. These are things that are very important, because you're by yourself, right? And if I don't know if you have other family members that they help you out at that time, but if you are truly by yourself, you want to be comfortable. You want to make sure you are really crossing these T's and dotting the I's, because in the event you do get ill and get sick, who are you relying on? Right? If you don't have family around you or close friends, who are you relying on? So you want to make sure you're maximizing your savings and your investments, and you're putting yourself in a very comfortable stage,
yeah,
in the event you do get ill.
Okay. Interesting question, Peter. We never spent very much money, they write, during our working years. So this question is coming from savers. And there are people listening right now, you are a saver, and there are people listening and you are a spender, and you know what column you are in. They write, we never spent much money during our working years. And now that we've been retired for a couple of years, we're still not spending much. So it seems we're going to end up leaving a lot of money to our four children, but I'm worried that some of the tax changes that they are talking about could really eat into what we want to leave the kids. What kind of planning do I need to be doing on this? Now, Peter, first, I'm going to say this. You know that I'm a spender. I want to scream at those people, go buy a yacht. Go enjoy your retirement. Oh, my gosh. But they're still saving. They're still not spending very much. How do you counsel the savers out there? Because it is a psychological switch when you have to switch from saving to spending in retirement.
Yeah, it's definitely a different conversation. And this also, and I actually talk about this a lot, just to a general audience, because believe it or not, let's say now in this case, you do not need the extra income, right? Mm-hmm. And if you don't properly plan, what's going to happen at age 73, require minimum distributions? You're now forced to take that income out, even if you don't use it. And if you don't use it, that's fine. You can reinvest it. That's fine. But you still have to take it out, which is now causing a tax problem, right? It's causing a tax problem. So what are you doing, okay, before age 73, if you possibly can? What are you doing to make your future self thank you when it comes to tax efficiency, right? Did you sit down with the retirement specialist to talk about tax strategies? Do you have tax strategy conversations during your reviews every year? Did you talk to an attorney about a possible charitable trust? Did you talk about possible increasing your donations? What kind of plan you put in place, not just for you, but also for your children, to make sure when they inherit these funds and these investments, the most tax efficient way possible? So these are things that are out there, okay? But you shouldn't even be doing this by yourself. You should be talking to specialists who continuously do this on an ongoing basis, because it is possible to start to transition and rotate your investments around,
sure,
to make it more tax efficient.
Or you could just start spending. You know, I talked to my mom and dad about this, because, you know, they just retired. And even my father has said, and they're very fiscally responsible, he has said it is a huge psychological shift when you have spent your entire working years doing everything right to try and save, and now you are looking at spending it down. And that's one of the things I know you help your clients with, Peter. This is important. An appropriate spend down strategy. How do you spend the money that you've accrued over those years? Which buckets do you pull from first? All of those things are so critically important.
Yes, 100%. You have to make sure you are spending this down correctly, because a tax problem is one thing. Understanding risk and having too much of it, another thing. When it comes to this area also, if you have money outside of IRAs, well, guess what? What's more tax efficient than others?
Yeah.
Right? Especially if you do not understand how some of these funds work, because some of these funds out there could actually go as high as triple taxation. All right. And we're not going to go through details with that, what that is today. But these are all possibilities, and this is exactly why you should be doing reviews on your picture.
1-800-880-8079 for help with those issues and more. We love the mailbag questions. Please keep them coming. Go to pcbfinancial.com. Make that appointment with Peter today. And Peter, thank you. Thank you as always for your time.
It's great being here. Thank you.
Thanks for tuning in to Modern Money with Peter Bambara. If you have any questions that come to mind, Peter would be happy to answer them. Just give him a call at 1-800-880-8079. That's 1-800-880-8079. PCB Financial Advisory Group, LLC is an independent financial services firm that utilizes a variety of investment and insurance products. Investment advisory services offered through PCB Capital, LLC. Insurance products offered through PCB Financial Group, LLC. Investing involves risk, including the potential loss of principal. Any references to protection, safety, or lifetime income generally refer to fixed insurance products, never securities or investments. Insurance guarantees are backed by the financial strength and claims paying abilities of the issuing carrier. This radio show is intended for informational purposes only. It is not intended to be used as the sole basis for financial decisions, nor should it be construed as advice designed to meet the particular needs of an individual's situation. PCB Financial Advisory Group, LLC is not permitted to offer, and no statement made during this show shall constitute tax or legal advice. Our firm is not affiliated with or endorsed by the U.S. government or any governmental agency. The information and opinions contained herein provided by third parties have been obtained from sources believed to be reliable, but accuracy and completeness cannot be guaranteed by PCB Financial Advisory Group, LLC. This radio show is a paid placement.
It's nice when you can get everything on your list in one place, isn't it? Peter Bambara at PCB Financial Advisory Group agrees. That's why he offers comprehensive retirement planning all under one roof. You shouldn't have to go to one place for information about tax planning, another for estate planning, and another for retirement income planning. That's why PCB Financial Advisory Group was started. Peter Bambara wanted to build a company that could help families with all aspects of their retirement. PCB Financial Advisory Group is more than just convenient. They're knowledgeable and experienced. To set up a meeting with Peter Bambara and his team to talk about your retirement plan, all of it, call 1-800-880-8079. That's 1-800-880-8079. PCB Financial Advisory Group. One stop for a wealth of retirement solutions. 1-800-880-8079. Investment advisory services offered through PCB Capital, LLC.